USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials just announcing that coronavirus cases confirmed in the United States have now exceeded 1,000. There are cases in 37 states, and there have been 31 deaths in the United States from the virus. Meanwhile, President Trump came out of a meeting with top Senate Republicans yesterday, saying they're working on some economic relief for businesses and workers impacted by the outbreak.
We just had a meeting with stimulus, and you'll be hearing about it soon, but it was a great meeting.
Joe Biden, the big winner in yesterday's primaries.
This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on.
Now in a two-candidate race with Bernie Sanders, Biden is the projected winner in yesterday's primaries in Missouri, Mississippi, Idaho, and delegate-rich Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NCAA is saying it will be deciding in the coming days how the coronavirus outbreak will affect the upcoming men's and women's basketball tournaments. The NCAA issuing a statement saying it continues to assess how coronavirus is impacting the conduct of their tourneys and associated events. The Ivy League has already canceled its tournaments, while the Mid-American Conference will play games in Cleveland with no access to the general public. The Big West is also playing its men's and women's tourneys in Long Beach and Anaheim without fans. President Trump has presented the Medal of Freedom to a retired Army four-star general.
Today is my great privilege to present our nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, to a courageous warrior and a fearless patriot, General Jack Keane.
The retired General Keane currently serves as a senior strategic analyst for the Fox News Channel. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Another huge annual event may be on its way towards cancellation because of the coronavirus concerns. The annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, better known as E3, is, according to several reports, going to cancel the three-day event in Los Angeles scheduled for June. Entertainment Software Association is the organization behind E3. It has not made any official announcement yet. First Lady Melania Trump began urging Americans to fight cyberbullying. Mrs. Trump spoke at the PTA legislative conference yesterday, and she discussed the extremes of the Internet.
When used properly, the Internet can be a tool for good. When not used properly, it can be destructive and dangerous.
Mrs. Trump saying it's the duty of people, including parents in particular, to make sure that children are being taught the importance of positive ways to interact with each other. Apple is said to be testing the ability to rescind text messages that you send and then think better of it later. It would let iPhone users retract messages, though the recipient would be notified that the retraction occurred. And McDonald's is at it again. If the Big Mac just isn't big enough, just double it. The fast food giant adding two more patties to make its iconic burger even bigger. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.